What would you tell your younger self if you knew that most careers awaiting today's graduates haven't been invented yet? Not a few niche roles, 85% of them. We're standing at the edge of what experts call the fourth industrial revolution, where AI, automation, and interconnected technologies are reshaping everything we thought we knew about work. But here's the surprising part. This isn't a story about robots stealing our jobs. It's about technology finally freeing us to do what humans do best: create, empathize, think critically, and solve complex problems. The question isn't whether you'll have a place in this new world, but whether you're developing the skills that will make you indispensable in it. As automation increases, technical skills become more valuable, not less. An accountant without financial management skills won't succeed regardless of their emotional intelligence. A nurse without medical knowledge can't be saved by creativity alone. Technical skills, the specialized knowledge particular to your field, remain the foundation of professional competence. But here's what's changing. Hairstylists now use augmented reality mirrors. Truck drivers work alongside autonomous vehicle technology. And radiologists collaborate with AI-enabled scanners. The jobs aren't disappearing, they're transforming. Digital literacy isn't about becoming a software engineer. It's about maintaining curiosity and willingness to learn. When 75% of employees expect their jobs to become more digitally demanding within 5 years, yet a fifth of businesses have no strategy to address this, we're facing a readiness crisis. Architects will soon generate optimal designs from simple specifications. Marketers will create content at the touch of a button. Security guards will analyze footage in real time using AI. The solution is surprisingly accessible. Free courses, YouTube tutorials, tech podcasts, and shifting from fear to curiosity. You don't need to understand your car engine to drive effectively. Similarly, you don't need to code AI algorithms to use them powerfully. By 2025, the world will contain 175 zettabytes of data. Every phone interaction, social media-like, GPS signal, and contactless payment generates it. Google, Facebook, and Amazon aren't tech companies, they're data empires. While demand for data scientists has surged 231% and 46% of employers struggle to fill data-related roles, most people remain intimidated by numbers. The truth? You don't need to be a data scientist to extract value. Understanding basic data types, recognizing what makes data good, accurate, consistent, current, complete, and learning to spot stories hidden in numbers transforms data from overwhelming to empowering. Your personal data is being sold right now. Companies like Cosmos AI purchase data from over 400,000 apps and 1 billion smartphones, then sell insights about your behavior to major brands. If you're not paying for the product, your data is the product. Americans check their phones 262 times daily, every 5.5 minutes, with 80% reaching for them within 10 minutes of waking. Meanwhile, 15 billion stolen account credentials circulate on the dark web. Digital threat awareness isn't paranoia, it's survival. Beyond external threats, digital addiction affects 210 million people worldwide, with platforms deliberately designed to maximize engagement and advertising revenue. The defenses are straightforward. Remain suspicious of urgent emails, never open attachments from untrusted sources, verify website security before sharing information, keep software updated, practice good password hygiene, download apps only from trusted sources, regularly back up data, and avoid public Wi-Fi. These habits protect both your personal and professional life in an increasingly connected world. Critical thinking means being objective, not negative, a skill threatened by modern society, yet more essential than ever. Social media filter bubbles reinforce existing beliefs while filtering out challenging perspectives. Democrats overestimate Republican wealth at 44%, actually 2. Republicans guess 38% of Democrats are LGBTQ+, actually 6%. Two-thirds of U.S. adults encounter false information on social media, and 56% of Facebook users can't recognize fake news aligning with their beliefs. Deepfakes, AI-created fake images, videos, or audio fundamentally undermine trust in what we see and hear. Critical thinking protects against manipulation by analyzing issues objectively based on evidence rather than personal opinions. Start with simple practices. Question information's completeness and evidence. Consider sources and their motivations. Gather additional data. Avoid getting news primarily from social media. Learn to spot fake news and form independent opinions after thorough assessment. Emotional intelligence predicts success better than IQ. Insurance agents with high EQ sell policies worth twice as much as those with lower EQ. Machines can now detect human emotions through analyzing smells, voice patterns, and wireless signals that measure heart rate and breathing. Yet human emotional intelligence remains essential. Emotionally intelligent people excel at forming meaningful relationships, demonstrating self-awareness, listening effectively, managing stress, diffusing negative emotions, resolving conflicts, and leading others. While AI may eventually surpass humans at detecting emotions, complex decision-making still requires human EQ. Technology can augment emotional intelligence, like Google Glass, helping children with autism interpret facial expressions, but cannot replace it. Build your EQ by truly listening to others, paying attention to words and body language. Practice empathy by asking, "How would I feel in their situation?" Develop self-awareness by identifying your emotions and analyzing how they influence your behavior. Practice mindfulness by focusing on your thoughts, feelings, and sensations, especially during stressful times. Creativity isn't innate. Research shows excellence comes from training and practice. The World Economic Forum ranks it as the third most essential skill for the fourth industrial revolution, while Daniel Pink argues machines will handle knowledge work, making right brain skills like creativity irreplaceable. Collaboration now involves collective thinking and shared responsibility. Good collaborators actively listen, share knowledge, adapt when plans change, and create psychological safety. Adaptability, our ability to adjust to new conditions, becomes crucial as up to 375 million people may need to switch occupations by 2030. Adaptable people see opportunities rather than obstacles, remain open-minded, and persevere through difficulties. They experience increased happiness because they find meaning regardless of circumstances. Underlying all these skills is curiosity and continual learning, the ongoing pursuit of knowledge that keeps skills sharp and helps navigate transformation. The future demands we embrace these interconnected abilities as a unified approach to thriving amid constant change. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't indulgent, it's foundational. The SHED method, sleep, hydration, exercise, and diet, provides a framework for building positive routines essential for professional performance, personal goals, and overall well-being. Physical wellness requires regular activity, outdoor time, whole foods, limited alcohol, hydration, and consistent sleep. Mental health demands strong boundaries, regular unplugging, hobbies, present moment awareness, social connections, and reframing negative thoughts. Balance means saying no to non-priorities, delegating, eliminating time wasters, and treating time as precious. The future of work isn't happening to you, you're actively shaping it. Start small. Identify 1 to 3 priority skills most relevant to your work. Create a concrete learning plan. Embrace the power of yet rather than dismissing skills as not your thing. The machines aren't coming to replace you. They're coming to free you to be more fully human. The question is whether you'll be ready.